Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman is with us. We are still talking about Lori Vallow Daybell. And also Chad Daybell, his trial. Well, we don't have a date for that yet, but it is scheduled to be getting a date here later in the year or early next year. Not looking that great for him now, is it?
With his trial that's coming up, I wouldn't be surprised if they try working out a last-minute plea.
Yeah, I mean, do you think there's anything? Was there anything in this trial that came out that could actually help Chad in some way, shape, or form? Seeing that now we pretty much know for the most part what the states have. Obviously, his is a separate case, so they probably have some different things over there that we did not see in the Vallow case. But we do see a lot of it. We know what they're aware of. We know what they've tracked. He's implicated, if not being the one who's doing the killing in many of these cases, according to the state. Now that those cards are shown, though, does any of that help him?
No, I don't think it's going to help him at all, because he's still going to have to go and explain why you went ahead and sent a text message about the squirrel being buried in the pet cemetery, which a squirrel was never found. It happens to be at the same time that the brother was in the backyard doing the digging. And, you know, it's where the children were found. That obviously goes to show that he was very much involved in the process. I don't think he has a leg to stand on whatsoever. I wouldn't be surprised if he tries to work out some sort of deal. But if I were the state, I wouldn't take it. I'd just take him to trial and make sure he goes away for life.
With all due respect to squirrels, it was actually a raccoon. So let's get our varmints right.
Oh, raccoon, right. Excuse me. You're right. You're right. You're
right.
It's a raccoon.
Got to be good on the varmints. My daughter's cat has been missing for the last 2 weeks, and we just got it back last night in a trap. And before that, though, I think I've collected about 12 raccoons in the last 2 weeks. I've set them all free,
oh, wow.
But I've gotten to know them well.
no, I'm looking at three squirrels running up the tree. Right.
There you go. There you go. Where this goes from here and sentencing and life in prison, obviously what we hear a lot of when you hear the horror stories of prison, you think of men's prisons quite often. You think of gangs and all of that. Women's prison, it's not, you know, like needle point and watching soaps. This is not a good place for someone to be who has been convicted of murdering children.
Right. I would agree with you. Women's prisons are typically not as violent as the men's side, mm-hmm. but they definitely can get there. They fight. They have shanks. They have their fair share of issues as well. So it just to be determined. But, you know, people take to anyone that harms children in a different way. You got to keep in mind, a lot of the prisoners in there have had some sort of abuse in their life, whether it was from a family member or somebody outside of there, you know, in their upbringing. Some of them have been sexually abused. Some of them have been physically abused as children. And so they have this, you know, special place for children.
Yeah.
And when you have somebody put into prison that's publicly known to have harmed or killed a child, they don't take to that very kindly, and they will try to get their own justice for those victims. And that's usually how it works.
Is this something where she is likely not going to be in general population, at least for some time? Or how does that work over time with such a high profile case? Obviously, right off the bat, you'd assume she'll be separated. But as the case, you know, kind of dwindles in the spotlight and such over time, does someone like Lori end up being introduced into general population over time?
It really depends on where she goes, what facility she's at, what they, you know, how that prison system works. Mm-hmm. I would imagine that she'll be in general population, but probably not until they're done with doing some appeals. And it's going to take time for her to figure out where they're going to house her at and where she's going to go and things like that. So she probably won't get there right away, but I think within a few months, she'll definitely be there. And I think she'll end up going to general population. Why not? There's other violent criminals in that prison system.
Sure. Is obviously this will go to appeals at some point in time, as all these capital case, well, it's not technically a capital case, but it's a murder case. Where do you see that going on appeals? Do you see that there's any sort of window or any sort of gate that's been opened for her for a valid appeal? Thing that comes to my mind is the defense did rest it. But again, she's part of her defense. She had a part of that choice of saying, let's bring witnesses or let's just shut up. Could there be anything in here where they're going to look back and go, well, we can give you a second chance at a trial because of this or that?
No, I don't see any violations that took place from the prosecutors. I don't see the Brady Act violations or anything such of that nature. So I don't think the appeals will go anywhere. It'll just hold up time. Mm-hmm. But with that, I think the only thing that she has going for her is if they feel that she is mental health related issues, which we all know she has, but they clinically diagnose it for the sake of her being housed in a mental institution as opposed to a prison, that might be her best chance. Of not being in the prison system or the general population.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman, former Secret Service investigative consultant. You can check out his website, jimrathmancompany.com. My name's Tony Bruschi. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. Press subscribe if you have not done so yet to get access to all of our bonus episodes, all of the content ad-free there for you as well. Check it out. You follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.